Before we start today's show, I want to let our listeners know that at least one of the Florida Men will be appearing at the 2020 True Crime Podcast Festival in Kansas City, Missouri on July 11th and 12th. This will be my second year appearing at the True Crime Podcast Festival, and this year it'll be twice as big as last time because they expanded it to a two-day event. The festival officially begins on Saturday and will now include two live episode stages in addition to a larger and more secluded panel discussion stage. Saturday night will include a reception and mixer, and Sunday will continue the festivities with more socializing and topical sessions. Phil and I have also partnered with the producers of the festival to give Florida Men listeners a 10% discount on general admission tickets. Just go to truecrimepodcastfestival.com/Florida, and the discount will be applied at checkout. Once again, you can get a 10% discount on general admission tickets to the 2020 True Crime Podcast Festival in Kansas City, Missouri at truecrimepodcastfestival.com/Florida. I can't wait to see you there. Maybe Phil, too, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
Warning, we finally got a story with a goat. You might want to sit down for this one. Listener discretion is advised.
Florida man. Florida man might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man.
Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
New stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man like, are things you have experienced where you encountered some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And this week, our story came from Ginny. She didn't send a message, just the link, but I think this story speaks for itself.
Sweet. All right, here we go. I'm going to read this one.
Okay.
This comes from KansasCity.com.
We're going to Kansas City. Well, I don't know if you're going, but I'm going to Kansas City.
All right, here we go.
Summer.
Okay.
For the True Crime Podcast.
Am I actually invited this time?
You are invited. You were invited last year.
Yeah, whatever. All right, here we go.
Are you going?
I don't know. Let's get to the story.
All right.
Don't put me on the spot like that. I don't like being peer pressure. Here we go. Carjacker on meth abducts man and his pet goat from a Missouri porn store.
What?
Wait.
Title tells the whole story.
Carjacker on meth abducts man and his pet goat from a porn store.
In Missouri.
Oh, God. Let's see what happens here. A man was arrested in Oklahoma after carjacking a truck from outside an adult store in Missouri. So he was arrested in Oklahoma.
But he stole the car.
He stole the car in Missouri.
And since it's a carjacking, there was obviously a passenger in said car.
Which was a man with his pet goat inside, police say.
Yep.
Two men stopped at an adult video store in Carthage early Wednesday, police said, according to KOTV. The driver of the pickup truck went inside the store while the passenger and his pet goat remained in the truck, ultimately falling asleep. Did they both fall asleep, or I don't guess it really matters.
Doesn't matter if the goat... But hold on.
So
you and your buddy
go
driving around
with a goat
in the cab of the pickup truck,
a support goat, pet goat,
and your buddy thinks, you know what, I need to go pick myself up a dildo,
or maybe a video,
maybe a flashlight. You don't need to go to the adult bookstore to get a video anymore.
Yeah, do they rent DVDs or are they still VHS?
I don't know if the tape, I mean, how long does magnetic tape last?
I don't know. Do they still publish them on VHS?
I'm pretty sure they don't. They got to be at least 20 years old at this point.
I know. He had a pet goat. Is it a support goat? Can you have a pet support goat?
I mean, it's not a service goat because they don't have those.
Yeah, a service goat, but it can be emotional support goat.
It could be an emotional support goat.
Because we have emotional support miniature horses.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, they were at the porn store. Fell asleep while his buddy was inside.
How long was he in there looking?
I don't know. That's when.
Do they still have the peep booths in the adult stores?
How do I know, Joel?
Well, I would assume you would be the connoisseur.
That's when police say Brandon Kirby, age 40, jumped into the truck and took off, allegedly taking meth as he drove the passengers through parts of Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma, occasionally pistol whipping him. So he's asleep in the truck with his goat.
Some meth head jumps in.
Jumps in while he's at the porn shop.
He had the air conditioner running.
Yeah, truck was running.
Yep.
He's asleep.
Oh,
jumps in.
Actually, it was probably the heater this time of year.
Was it? All right.
Yeah, because up there it gets cold.
The victim told police Kirby eventually let him and the goat go, dropping them off on the side of the road in Sand Springs, Oklahoma. He called 911, then reported the truck missing to OnStar, according to the outlet. OnStar representatives were able to slow the car's speed to 15 miles an hour, KOKI reported. So
I'm pushing on the gas. It ain't going.
God dang it. A low-speed chase ensued when police caught up to it and put an end to it with stop sticks, according to the outlet.
Oh, damn, they ruined his tires then.
Police say Kirby jumped out of the car and ran off, dropping a mask and a gun. Before a deputy found him hiding in the tall grass near Highway 412, KOTV reported.
Well, it's cold up there.
He had a mask. Where did he get the? What kind of mask?
Who knows?
Kirby was arrested.
Maybe it was a clown mask, Phil.
Oh, shut up. Kirby was arrested and charged with kidnapping, pointing firearms, and felony possession of a firearm, according to jail records.
Pointing a firearm. The firearm's always pointing at something. That's a bullshit charge right there.
What about the goat? What about cruelty to animals?
Kidnapping.
Oh, that's funny. Kidnapping. That's good. That's good. They got him on kidnapping. There we go.
Kirby was also wanted on a burglary charge out of Osage County and has a number of felony convictions, including assault and burglary, KTUL reported. So let's recap.
I don't think we have to.
I'm still trying to get my arms around this.
I think the headline pretty much says it all.
Why you took a goat to...
Now, did they?
Yeah. I mean, you have ridden around before. I mean, not a lot, but if we were, and you brought your goat with you.
I don't have a goat.
Well, if you had a goat, that is not.
The closest thing would be my dog, and I've never brought my dog with me either.
To the porn shop?
I've never gone to the porn shop. I've got the internet. What do I need to go to the porn shop for?
Well, you can get all the stuff you need from Amazon.
That's where the weirdos hang out, like the weirdos that have pet goats and meth heads.
They're sitting there asleep in front of the porn shop. Somebody jumps in the trucks. What's the odds? Somebody, high on meth, jumps in the trucks. What was the ultimate goal?
Stealing the truck, going to Oklahoma.
Well, he didn't make it to... Oh, dear God.
But yeah, he made it to Oklahoma.
Well, he did, but then...
Maybe he was going to Texas.
But then he chose the vehicle that had OnStar active, and OnStar said, oh, no, we put it down to 15 miles per hour, and here, yeah, go get it.
That's a good reason to have a General Motors vehicle.
I know, right?
Buy American.
Oh, dear God. And that's our story for this week, folks. Proving, once again, Florida man type stories exist all over the world.
But especially in Oklahoma.
That's our story for this week, folks. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the Quickie Show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in the parking lot of a porno shop outside Kansas City.
How'd you get to Kansas City to mix this?
You don't want to know.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
I stole a truck.
You stole a truck. Fantastic.
Florida man, it might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida man.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020 Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved.